Follow us to your song. Follow us to the hymn of one.
What's up? This is LonelyCast 15, episode 5 for March 13th, 2008. And welcome to episode 5 of LonelyCast 15. Yay!
Whoa!
We're 5 weeks old.
5 weeks.
So, this week, for our 5th birthday, I guess, we have 3 new co-hosts.
Woo!
We have someone you might know from everywhere on
You gotta be kidding me.
Jenny Powell.
Oh my goodness, Jenny Powell, I love you!
Are you?
I love you too, Jenny Powell!
Aw, thanks, guys. I've literally been trying to do the show pretty much, I think, for the last 5 weeks.
Yeah, since the beginning.
Yeah.
But now you're
honored to have you on.
I'm a very busy lady.
And we also have Zagan. Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Zagan.
Zagan is a person, if you remember from a couple weeks ago, who made up the weekly pool segment.
Yay!
Yay!
That was me, yep. So.
Ingenious.
God, I love the weekly pool.
Yeah, and I'm going to introduce this person. This person is extremely lazy because he's been watching Lonely Girl 15 for 5 weeks and still hasn't caught up. He had to watch the season 1 recap to get caught up.
Shh, nobody knows that.
So, everybody, here is Angus.
Hi.
Hi. Me, Angus?
Oh my
Never
Peter.
Thought I'd...
Yeah.
That's special.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So, that was our guest host this week. Okay, so, I have a little announcement to make. It's not a very happy one, though. Christian, can't be on the, how do I say this? He can't be a permanent co-host anymore, which is very sad. Because he's...
Why?
He's really...
So sad!
He's really busy, and it kind of sucks. But,
no!
But that means we're looking for a new kind of permanent co-host person. So if you want to, like, come on a show... And maybe you'll be right for us, and then, yeah.
It's like setting up a date.
Yeah, it's like speed dating podcast style.
I think there should be a podcast of who wants to co-host the podcast.
Yeah, like who wants to be a lonely
reality host. Show.
Yeah, we'll do a reality show thing. Yeah. Fired. All right, next announcement. After much prompting by my fellow co-hosts, I am now hooked on Kate Modern. After
Yay!
watching all 200 episodes in a day and a half.
Wow.
Nice. I should follow your example.
Yeah.
I started watching and then I was like, ooh, this is good, and then I kept watching and then I stayed up really late and yeah. It was
cool. Who's your favorite character?
Charlie.
Really?
I used to like Gavin, but then he turned into a jerk, so I don't like Gavin anymore.
I like Lee.
Oh, I love Lee, too. Yeah, okay, I'm changing. Never mind, it's Lee. I love Lee.
Easily swayed.
I personally really couldn't get into Kate Modern that much. I tried watching, I got like 50 episodes in. It never really drew me in. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it gets more interesting, like, the more you watch. I don't know. Because I found it that way, too. I had to, like, force myself to watch it. But now I'm pretty into it.
Well, Lonely Girl 15, I guess that drew me in pretty fast. I mean, I watched most of the episodes in 2 days, and that was end of season one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Season one moves fast.
So, let's go on to the main discussion. But before we talk about the regular Lonely Girl 15 videos, we're going to talk about another kind of video that might be canon and it might not be. Take it away, Zagan.
Okay, pretty much right after the live chat, this guy, Mason is Happy, started posting videos up on YouTube. Now, there's a lot of speculation as to whether or not he's canon, because he's pretty much been on for a while on YouTube, signed in, but he's only watched 30 videos. Mm-hmm. And since he joined October 4th, 07, there's a lot of speculation coming from that and the quality of his videos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, do you guys think Mason is canon or not? Have you guys seen his videos?
I watched the first video just now, the Lonely Cast, or the Lonely Girl live broadcast
live chat
thing. Yeah, I watched the recap, and it looked a lot like a Lonely Girl video. Like, because he did that thing where he sort of cuts between different scenes and stuff, and they do that in Lonely Girl.
Yeah.
At first, I was really leaning towards him actually being canon, because, like, his pool party video where it seems like there's a code hidden somewhere in the pool balls. But I don't know. I'm kind of edging away from it, I think, because it seems like he's just kind of waiting to see what happens next in the story. And
it kind of seems like now, after there's been so much speculation, that he's kind of egging it on.
Yeah.
In his blog, masonishappy.blogspot.com, after, I forget which video it was, like business trip or something, he added a little comment asking if anybody knew where to fix a rear bumper or something like that after the Shadow had been killed by a car. So.
Well, did you notice the folder?
Yes, I saw that.
That was kind of cheesy.
Yeah, it had the hem of one symbol in it, and he made a big deal of crossing something out. I wonder what that was.
Yeah, it was very...
I'm biased against Greg Mason only because he made fun of me in that video, in that first video.
Oh, yeah, I was like, don't make fun of Jenny.
He made fun of the sound of my voice.
Aw.
He does a horrible Jenny Powell impression. That's all I have to say. and the code in the pool balls, they theorize that he was sending someone a message to go to LA.
Yeah.
Because of the numbers on the pool balls, if you compare them to the numbers on your telephone, it's spelled out like you come to LA or something like that. So, because he's obviously not located in Los Angeles.
No, didn't he have like snow in one video or something?
Right, right. Wherever he is, there's like the trees bare and the ground is obviously frozen. So, if he's getting to Los Angeles to run over a shadow, unless his car can jump, which. Maybe his car's a jumper.
Yeah.
We can tie everything together.
And then he threw in that little Pepsi, making it visible that he was drinking a Pepsi in one of the videos.
Yeah.
Oh, that was funny. And then you notice the picture on the computer screen?
Yeah, his head in the cannon and then a question mark. I thought that was funny.
I kind of like his personality.
He has a good personality.
But,
I didn't get that joke until, like, I had to read it over, the comments over, like, 10 times before I actually got it, and then I burst out laughing. And my family all looked at me strangely.
I thought it would have been interesting to, like, bring him in, but I think they would have probably given a hint on one of the more recent videos of him actually being in, like, I don't know.
Like, seemed like it was a long time. Or something like that?
Yeah, like, not necessarily exactly say it was him, but hint to, like, saying, wasn't it, like, a red truck that he was, I don't know, yeah. But it seems like he's trying to push it. He didn't start out as much, but now he's gotten attention, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think he's canon. He just has it seems to me like he has a different style of editing his videos than Lonely Girl 15 does, if that makes sense. I don't know.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and the biggest clues is that he also posts some of his videos on Rever, and I don't know that a canon account would do that.
Yeah, they don't post there anymore.
Yeah, jeez. They definitely don't. So who knows? But the speculation is fun. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. And he had a puzzle on Monday that I solved and my eyes hurt afterwards from solving the binary.
Oh.
But it was fun. Yeah, I solved it, and then afterwards I realized that somebody else already solved it. I was like, that's nice. Okay, anyway, let's move on to the videos that happened last week. And we're having kind of a, I don't know, it might be a new segment, it might not. I say it is. Angus doesn't agree with me because he keeps on putting question marks after the new segment part. So, we're just going to do a weekly summary of last week in case some of you weren't paying attention to last week.
Who wouldn't pay attention to last week?
Yeah, that's just silly.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway. So go, Angus.
Okay, well, I put the question mark just because I didn't know where it was going to go. Okay? That's just it. Okay, so let's start it off with Jonas making the video, and he looked really, really sad in it. And he's like, yeah, our me and Daniel's friendship is not that great. And then after that, the next day, Jenny made a video talking to her. And then from that broadcast, Sarah and Daniel stay in the house and be safe. Jonas and Jenny decided to go with Gina to find Bree's mom. Sarah found out that they're being tracked by William Porter's shadow, and the next day, the shadow appeared in Jenny's closet and chased after her, hit by a car and died, supposedly. Supposedly.
I think it's safe to say he's dead.
But the closet.
By the time you listen to this, it will be confirmed that he is dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So the first thing I wanted to talk about now live broadcast.
Awesome. Yes.
Oh yeah, you're yelling at everyone. Like, oh, change colors. Everyone.
Oh,
everyone was using colors.
Yeah, it was really funny.
He's so used to moderating LG15 chat, and we can turn colors off there, but I am not familiar with Nella, since in-game the official story is I was there because I'm friends with Jonas, and just called me to help. Out of game, what happened was, because of my ReFM show, Amanda needed some help organizing things, because I run a ReFM show. Because originally, Amanda and I were just going to set the whole thing up ourselves. But then at the last minute, Now Live sent someone over to try and help us set up. We ran out of time to get fully instructed on how to operate chat room. So basically, colors just went out of control. And I had, like, no... I was just like, I give up! And then, like, 2/3 of the way through, my computer completely froze.
Oh no.
Shit.
I was like, I don't. And when money was, their computer was working fine. They were watching the chat. They could see the screen and they saw the comments, and they actually could see them better than I could at that point. So, yeah, that's technology for you.
Yeah, well, the comments there were moving like wildfire.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm trying to read that one. Oh, it disappeared.
Yeah, and even Sarah commented. She was trying to
read. She was trying to read the comment, and then she was like, oh, nope.
It went too fast.
Yeah, originally before we decided that I would moderate the chat, originally we were going to put Sarah in charge of reading the chat to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But as you know, that would have just and I could see that she tried to hop in and help me out with that when she realized my computer was frozen, but you guys saw it, that chat, it was rocking. There was there was a lot of people in there, so.
Oh yeah.
In that respect, it's awesome because it's great that you can get so many people in the chat room, but at the same time, it does make it hard to follow.
How many people were calling in?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the fun of it. Because originally, if everybody had read like on Inside LG, we made it really clear that we had picked callers ahead of time, just because if we had opened the call lines to everyone, it would have gotten crazy. Apparently, there was some kind of mix-up, and they forgot to turn off the call into the show immediately button. Once people realized they could call in, they basically we were getting like 50 calls at a time.
Wow!
And which is great, which is awesome. Like, I would have loved it if we could take every call, you know? That would have been awesome. It's just, unfortunately, it made it impossible to try and sort out the people that we had basically randomly selected, like, people that sent in questions. And we couldn't find them. So, unfortunately, we didn't take as many calls as we would have liked to.
Were you guys all there? For the
most deaf in it.
Oh, I was.
I wasn't there.
No.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm just screwing around with you guys.
Ha ha. We believed you for a second. Nope.
Definitely.
Who are you?
I did have a moment. I have a moment where I was just like, I should just run through the shot to prove that I'm here. I'm just gonna run through the shot.
Interesting.
With it, like, just like, wah! The camera that they used to, the video came my camera.
Ooh.
It fit there? Yeah.
Sweet.
So we were actually planning on shooting, like, with get like three different angles, and then they were switched between the angles, and we had memes. But learned a lot from this event, so when we do more in the future, hopefully, even more awesome.
Hopefully.
Heck yeah.
How to turn off colors.
Colors. Yeah, just asking people. It just doesn't work. Even if you're just like, nicely.
People were like, I'm not turning off the colors.
I'm a ripple like
that. Oh, there's someone who was just adamant. Like, no, if I turn off my message.
There's a lot of enthusiasts.
I forget nicely asked her. I was like, no, I promise. I'll tell. Because she was just saying the same thing over and over and over in like.
Yeah, right, I saw red. That.
And I was, no.
It was bolded and red and like, okay, right. Just stop.
And thank goodness Jonas did at one point go, oh yeah, you know, Sin says this. And I was like, oh, thank goodness. I was like, maybe they'll.
Oh my gosh, Jonas.
Oh my god.
Thank goodness.
The broadcast was lots of fun, though.
Yeah.
I know actor's perspective, like, it takes a lot of talent to, like, be that high. It was, like, really high emotion and really basic outline, and they did a great, I think they did a great job. Yeah. So.
It was lots of fun.
On the-
yeah, so now we're going to talk, like,
videos!
Yeah. We'll actually start talking.
Oh, I forgot about those.
Yeah.
What are those?
What? Videos? What?
What are you talking about?
I didn't know they made videos for this.
You speak of.
As you all know, there was a pretty cliffhangery ending last week, if that's a word. And the question on everybody's mind, pretty much right now, is why was the shadow after Jenny in the first place?
Now, was it he was after Jenny, or he just happened to be in the closet and came out at the time that... Because doesn't Jenny share a room with Sarah and Gina?
Yeah, he could have been... well, that's what it looked like.
That just happened... That just happened to be the moment he decided to come out.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, he was chasing Jenny. Like, why couldn't he have, like, come out, found out where Gina was? Because she wasn't that far away. She was just in the backyard.
Right. Well, maybe he wanted to shut Jenny up or something.
I don't know. Everybody thinks Jenny is a cake plant. I think that's what they've been calling it.
A what?
A plant cake?
What?
A plant cake.
A plant cake.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Tasty Jenny cake. What?
Yeah, yum, yum. It's Jonas's favorite cake. But
I do have to say, though.
Oh, go ahead.
That moment where where that guy climbed out of the closet and you're like, oh, Daniel or something? And
yeah, then I thought it was like, Daniel for a second. I'm like, why is Daniel being stupid? Because I was like, okay, why is he wearing those glasses? He looks like an idiot. And then I'm like, oh, crap, it's the shadow.
Oh, dang.
Well, I had a moment where I was like, oh, maybe he's hiding in there because he snuck in the middle of the night to have some, like, cuddle time with Sarah. And, like, had to jump in the closet to hide.
I can totally imagine that too. Oh,
but I don't know about Jenny being a plant, a cake plant. I suppose you never can tell. Mm-hmm. And the people have flipped back and forth between good and bad. So, like Virgil, multiple the friendly times. Watcher.
Yeah, Virgil.
I don't think we ever knew whether he was good or bad. Now we'll never know.
Or will we?
No, he's
he's a shadow. They can change any day. No, but I was kind of in with the shadow, though. Really, it's like you just see like this little scrawny guy climb out of the closet and be like, shh, looking at the camera, and then he just walks back in doing nothing.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of cheesy right there.
I was like, aren't you going to do something to Jonas there, mister?
And then Jonas walks out, and then we hear Jenny scream, Jonas, which, like, rivaled Emma's in Girl Tied Up. And then... Jonas! And then Screechy Tires. Screechy Tires. And then a crash, and then Screechy Tires again. And then you saw his broken glasses, and then people were crying. So, that
and he was
all
bloody. He was all bloody.
Yeah.
He made this really cool video, Coming For You, that, and everybody's like, ooh, new kind of conflict sort of stuff. And then he dies. It's just kind of like, oh, well, there goes that plot.
Yeah, I was sort of like, wait, and then he's, and then, wait. What?
And we now know that he's dead for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or is he?
He is.
Okay, fine.
Did you watch yesterday's video?
At the beach.
Oh.
Did you watch it?
And they said he was dead.
Angus, you didn't watch it, did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, Angus.
Sleepy.
You're so predictable.
Angus has already fallen behind. Like, he's caught up now, and now he's already behind.
I'm sorry.
And I found out that I have something in common with Gina.
What?
What?
What's that girl?
My feet are freezing, too.
Really?
Yeah. Mine are, too.
My feet Yeah, my feet and hands are always freezing. Like, I have bad circulation or something.
It's just girls have, like, colder hands and feet than guys, I've found.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Cold hands, warm heart.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
All our heat goes into our extremities. No warmth in our hearts.
Whoa. Whoa, PG-13, kids. PG-13.
Yeah, Angus.
What? Extremities?
He doesn't even know what the joke is.
No, I don't.
Angus is finally on the show, and he's already, like, bringing it into the dirt. Thanks, man.
Who's talking?
I'm so confused.
Angus, take a second and think about what you just said.
Not too long, though, because...
Think hard.
You don't have that much time.
Use your cranium. Well, you're getting 95 in math. You should do better in this.
My head isn't in the gutter today. I don't understand what I said. That might bring it to the dirt.
We'll just let the fans speculate.
Yeah.
How about that?
Okay, fine.
That's what they like to do.
Yeah, it's the latest puzzle. Help Angus solve his joke, which he doesn't know he made.
Or so did funny. I? No. Maybe I did know, and I'm just tricking you guys.
Why?
Next Angus update will be him going, "Oh, I did some research. I figured out what I said."
Oh my goodness. Angus, you need help.
I need help.
Yeah.
Go. I need sleep, actually.
Well then, let's move on and get this wrapped up then.
Yes, wrapped up.
Okay, so we're gonna
It actually says in the schedule that at this point we wrap things up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Oh.
The transitions here are flawless. I love it.
Yeah. Yes.
You forgot the exclamation point.
Exclamation point.
Okay, so you have to say it with real exclamation.
Okay. Okay, you ready? Want me to?
We'll say it
Go
all together.
Go for it.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Wrap things up!
Exclamation point.
That was cool.
With excitement.
Insert exclamation mark here.
We're very excited.
Woo! Oh my goodness! Okay,
we're excited to wrap things up.
We're gonna do an Angus update. Live.
A live Angus update.
Not really live because, you know, they're gonna listen to it.
And it's live right now.
We're hearing your voice. That's what makes it.
Yeah. That's all it means.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Okay, so what video are you on? Not counting the ones that you watched this week.
I don't know.
Okay, where did you watch the season finale of season one?
One of them.
What?
One of them.
One of them.
Yeah.
So you watched like 9 a.m. or whenever it started, 8 a.m.?
I think so, I don't know. Hold on.
Oh my goodness.
What? Yes.
This was much more organized when they did it for you.
Yeah.
Can you just do it for me?
What video number are you on?
100, I don't know.
248?
Sure.
One whole video up from last week, everyone.
Come on.
Wow.
I've been really busy. Like,
I haven't.
I've been really busy, too. I managed to watch 200 videos in 1.5 days.
Yeah, Angus. Okay, I'm gonna read something from these fan people. And they've
those
watched...
Fan people,
those fan people? Okay. They've watched community members, pretty much that's what I like videos. To call them.
What? Are you serious? Whoa.
Pretty much. Okay, listen to this. This is from Live Love Laugh from the forums. Okay, she sent me an email about her friends watching Lonely Girl 15. She said, "Lily just finished season 1 and is in too much shock to continue. Jasmine just finished watching all of season 2 and 3 on Thursday, and I've seen her around the forums too, which is pretty cool. And Hannah's on the Daniel Beast, and she started on Thursday. And she's probably up more than more than that because I send out the email on Wednesday, on Friday.
Okay, well, I can really relate to Lily because that's why I haven't continued. Because I'm in too much shock.
You haven't even gotten to the point where she dies yet.
Yeah, so...
But in the recap, they're, like, mourning and, like...
No, they're not! Did you even watch the video?
Yeah, I did!
Sure it wasn't the season 2 recap?
Yes, you know, that was it, yeah.
There's no such thing, Angus.
I know!
You really need to get to the season 2 season finale, but for no particular reason.
Angus, I have a bet for you. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Okay, if this Hannah person finishes before you do, then you have to...
Make a video love letter to Jonas.
Yes.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yes. I'll help you with it.
I might not watch any more videos then. You know?
Oh!
And you'll also have to buy me pop for a whole week. Not Dr. Pepper.
But Dr. Pepper's so good.
No, it isn't!
Okay, here. This is the irony of it. I buy her a pop, but it's a Dr. Pepper, so she says I owe her another one. Even though I bought it.
No, it was terrible. Okay, here's the whole story.
That is the whole story.
No, it isn't! Okay, I ask Angus if he'll buy me a pop. He says yes. We go to the pop machine. All the buttons are, like, sold out, so we're, like, pressing all the buttons. And I put in the money, and I'm just about to pick what I want. And Angus is like, oh, is Dr. Pepper sold out? And he pushes the button, and it isn't sold out. So I get Dr. Pepper, and I hate Dr. Pepper. And he's like, oh, here's your Dr. Pepper. Enjoy. And then it fizzes when I open it. All over my hand.
Oh, well, that's the worst.
But Dr.
So, yes,
Pepper's...
Angus, you did owe me a pop.
But Dr. Pepper's good.
No.
Since we're talking about Dr. Pepper, does that mean that's product placement?
Yes.
We should
get
sponsorship.
Yes, now we gotta get Dr. Pepper to pay us.
Yeah.
And then have money so that we can get really good internet connections.
Yes!
Yes.
So we're not dropping this call.
Every 5 minutes.
No more Shaw Light for like $20 a month.
Nobody knows what Shaw Light is except for us.
It's like
from Canada.
It's so bad. It's ghetto.
Never mind. So Angus, you have a question for all of us.
Oh, I do. Oh hey, yeah. I do. Okay. So, guys, I have a question for you. How did you guys get addicted? Or are you addicted?
Of course I'm addicted. They're on a Lonely Girl
making a podcast. I mean, if that doesn't explain it right there.
Lonely Girl? What's Lonely Girl? What are you talking about?
Yeah, like, what is this Lonely Girl you speak of?
Back to the point.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Back to the point.
I think I heard of it once. Twice,
once?
Maybe.
Might yeah, I heard someone talking about it on the train or something, but no, I've never seen it.
Okay, you guys are definitely addicted. Okay, so how did you guys get addicted? Because obviously you are.
Well, the, there's this awesome band called D, and they did this song, Lonely Girl.
Oh man, that video was awesome.
Yeah, they...
Lonely Girl.
Yeah, and then, and then I was like, well, that sounds like fun. Maybe I'll start watching it, because I'd heard about it previously. And I was like, okay, I'll watch it, just to see what it's like. And then I started watching it, and I'm like, oh my god, this is so awesome!
I just remembered I forgot to play the Angus Update song.
Oh yeah! I heard it at the end of the last podcast. Awesome. Okay, play it.
Okay, just let me get it. Oh,
you have a song for me?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, it's just...
I made a song for you, Angus.
Okay.
Angus update. Do.
Good.
Wow.
It's so good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I wish you had time to write like a song for each one of us.
Yeah.
It could be a new weekly thing. You do a song for every guest.
Okay, let's make up one for each of you guys. Okay.
Do...
No.
No.
That would be so unoriginal. They're all just start like this. Do 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 do. Jenny Powell. Do 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 do.
Do.
Do 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 do. Sagan. Sagan.
Do.
Do do do.
Sagan.
Yeah.
Sagan.
Sagan.
I want Angus to sing mine though.
Yes.
There's four of us, so we can each sing one of the parts that goes do do do. Okay. Anyway, I'm getting too crazy. I'm trying to get it to be a four part harmony. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Do it.
Okay.
I only know one note, and it's like do.
Do. I tried really hard.
This is great. Yeah.
Yeah, the guys should have the highest parts.
Yes. Highest yeah. I can go so high. I'm a soprano.
You're a soprano?
Yes, I am a soprano. I know.
Sopranos talk like that.
A soprano. What are you talking about? I'm a soprano.
I'm a soprano.
We're not talking about a TV show, you know.
Okay, let's get back on topic, you know.
Yeah, guys, come on.
That might be cool. Okay.
Though anyway.
Oh. How we are addicted.
Yeah.
I heard about Lonely Girl shortly after it started because I had a friend who he was like, there's this girl on the internet, and I think she's in some kind of weird cult, and I'm worried about her, like, because he was still under the impression that it was real, and so he forced me to watch them because he's just like, I think she's in trouble. And then I was watching it, and it's just like, I wasn't sure, but I had a feeling that it was not real, and then that only fascinated me more because I have a film background, so it really fascinated me if this was a new form of storytelling that we hadn't seen before. Mm-hmm. And so the whole concept just fascinated me even more, and I was like, well, if it's real, I feel really bad for this girl, but if it's fake, this is awesome, and this is like a really cool thing to be doing, like all the speculation and I really got into Op Aphid when it was going on, because I don't know if you are aware, but Glenn Rubenstein, who is the head of who created Op Aphid, he and I actually worked together for a short period of time on his other movies. So the whole ARG element so fascinated me. So that's why I got addicted, and I'm still addicted. Woo-hoo. And I always will be.
Hey-ya!
Hey-ya!
Woo-hoo.
So. Hi-ya. So that's my story. That's my journey.
What about you, Zagan?
Yeah.
My name's Zagan, and I have a problem. No, I started watching, I think, right the last Spencer video, I believe, or it was maybe Sluttiness Prevails. But it was, I heard about, because there was all the hype after they killed off Bree. So, I don't know, I think I heard something about it on G4, Attack of the Show, and then they were talking about how, and I realized, because I'd heard about it somewhere before, but I always thought it was just like some teen romance chick flickish show that I didn't necessarily care about watching, so, I don't know. It sounded kind of interesting, so I started watching it, and by episode 20, I was hooked, and I pretty much spent 2 days watching 300 episodes or something like that.
Wow.
But, I don't know. I felt kind of left out, because I never really could get into the Op Aphid videos, because it seemed like it was harder since they were already said and done,
yeah.
And not everyone was talking about them. So, I tried to make up for it for the La Resisto videos.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah. Oh, those were awesome.
Yeah.
But those were really cool. I'd like to see something more like that now, though. Just,
yeah.
I don't know. I like the ARG elements.
The Shadow video was sort of like, it had the same quality as the.
Yeah.
There's just no Op Aphid videos, but it didn't really last that long.
I guess not. Yeah.
Well, there are more shadows out there. There are more shadows.
Yeah.
Out there.
Maybe the shadow had a shadow, and it's gonna come and wreak revenge because the shadow was killed.
Who was following the shadow's shadow? That's the question.
And then there's
the shadow's shadow.
Oh,
Shadow times.
It just goes on forever.
The creepiest shadow thing is, does a cat, does a shadow actually cast a shadow?
Oh.
It's like,
is it like, is it like Peter Pan where you can actually lose your shadow?
Yeah.
Yes. Are they vampires and not even have a steroid induced vampires without shadows?
Mm-hmm.
maybe the shadow didn't get hit by a car. Maybe the sun like melted him in reality.
Maybe. Yes. And then there's screeching and stuff for effects.
Or maybe Jenny had like garlic stuffed somewhere in her shirt and
I think a runaway plot hole just mowed him down.
So, on to the weekly poll.
Whoops.
Yay.
Yay.
So yay. this week's question is, would you rather have a new guy character or a new girl character on Lonely Girl 15?
I personally would say have another guy character. I know I said something about this on the forums, and I think it came across wrong, but it seems like they keep adding more girl characters, and who do we really have as like main guy characters? We have Daniel and Jonas. And I guess we had Dr. Hart for a little bit, but I don't know. It doesn't seem like I think there needs to be a third one, which was, I was saying, it'd be cool if Mason came in, but
since
we're so unsure about him.
He would be an interesting character to be interacting with Tag.
I'd say someone who actually, like, knows what he's doing.
We need a boyfriend for Gina.
Yes,
or Sarah.
Yes. I was thinking.
Yeah.
She looks lonely.
It depends on who Daniel ends up with, but we need a boyfriend for the leftover girl.
Aww,
it seems like a lot of
whoever's left over gets a new boy.
Yeah.
Aww.
Maybe
it's always seemed like then. When they try to add another girl, a lot of the people are very speculative. Like, no one really likes it. Look at when they first brought in Emma. Everyone's like, oh, I don't want her to be the new Bree. They're just trying to replace her. And then after it took so long for them to actually, everyone to actually accept her. So.
For who she was. Trait
well,
positive.
If you want to look at it from another angle, logically, in the storyline perspective, it makes sense to continue to add girls because it is girls that are the focus of
they do tend to kind of die or run away.
Yeah.
Right.
We
and
have
because
enough problems
this
with
is
them.
All about you know, finding the great positive girls.
Mm-hmm.
That leads me to believe that there will be more of them.
Yeah.
In the future, so.
They're having a hard time keeping it together with what they do have, though, too. I mean, look at just having to watch over one now they have. Or Emma's missing in action, so.
I think it's about time they kidnap another baby. I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe this baby will become a main character too.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll have the Emma superpowers and kill with touch.
Yeah.
And be a jumper at the same time.
Okay, so the poll from last week was, who is your favorite bad guy? Lucy, Virgil, Gemma, Galama, or Carl? And
Carl?
You don't even know who Carl is.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway, Lucy won with a whopping 47% of the vote.
Wow.
Wow. And then
Lucy's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Of course.
I've never got that in an English test before. It's always
and
been lower.
Gemma got 20%, I think. 20, yes.
Yeah, Gemma came
29, actually. I can't read. She got 29% of the vote. And then Virgil and Carl tied for last place with 11% each.
You have to say third place.
Third place, I'm sorry.
They get the bronze.
Yes.
Yay.
They get the bronze award.
Woohoo!
How would we deliver it to someone who's dead, though?
Oh. Send it to heaven.
I don't know.
Okay, so we'll sacrifice one of us and then, you know.
Oh,
the
nice.
Team. team. For the team, guys. This is for the team.
I'll pass. Yes.
Nose game.
Okay. I vote.
I'm totally touching my nose right now.
Me too. Definitely. Okay, so I'll just rattle off the contact info now, since we're pretty much done.
See, that needs a song too.
Contact. It's the contact info.
Don't call us.
Okay, so if you want to send us any emails with your theories or discussion points, anything to do with the Bruniverse, you can send it in to lonelycast15@gmail.com, or you can send us a personal message to our forum usernames, which are
17 Broadway Chick.
That always happens.
We should have an order for this.
Yeah.
It's first.
I'll make one up for next time.
Yeah, next time we'll have order. We will have order! Okay, so I'm Katie, 17 Broadway Chick.
Next.
I'm Zagan, Zagan. That's Zagan. Hard time pronouncing it, but yeah, there you go. So.
Just Zagan?
Yeah, Zagan. You can call me Robbie, but I don't know. It's kind of a nickname.
Jenny?
I'm Jenny Powell. It's all one word. It's J-E-N-N-I, not J-E-N-N-I-E. This happens to me a lot. It's funny, because even when... occasionally I get emails from Greg Goodfried, not to toot my own horn, but he spells it with an E, and I... That's funny. I'm like, haha, you think I'm Jenny? so yeah, that's what basically I use for everything. That's my IRC chat, my forum. If you want to talk to Anne Frank, you can see her at LonelyJew15.
shameless plug.
I know, right? It's like the whole show. I'm like, how am I gonna get it in there? but yeah.
Yeah.
There you
Angus,
go.
Angus, you don't have one yet, do you?
Yeah. Wait, no.
Jeez.
So you need to join the forum, Angus.
Yeah, Angus, join the forum, okay?
Don't be a lurker.
That's one of your to-do lists this week.
Okay.
That can be your Angus update for next week, because you can tell us how that goes.
He joined the forum. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and one more episode.
Yeah. just send us an email if you want to talk to Angus. Don't know why you would want to, but...
What?
And my email...
Harsh much?
Please.
I'm sorry. I've had a long day, and...
Yes, you have.
Yeah. Anyway, my forum username and pretty much everywhere my username is Quirkiness with 1, 2, 3 S's.
Three
S's. Make sure you get it right.
Trace.
Or else I'll kill you. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Triple S.
Or touch. Kidding. Yeah. Okay. This concludes episode 5 of LonelyCast 15.
Thank you for listening.
We did it!
Yay! I'm so happy.
We love you, our lovely
great listeners. Success.
Great
I'm
success.
So happy.
This was a triumph.
Yes. Five episodes.
Yes!
I wouldn't
I'm
call
still
it that
going
much
strong.
Of a triumph, but it's still very cool. I love fives and tens and 15s and 20s.
It's a milestone, nonetheless.
Yeah.
One small step.
Here's to 5 more.
Yeah.
And probably, hopefully, more than that.
And beyond.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Here's for a better week of videos ahead, too.
Yeah.
More.
It's been a good
week. We've already seen 2 of them.
Yeah. And hopefully, by the time this gets out, we'll see 3
of them.
Or 2 of them. It depends.
Eventually,
we'll see half an episode.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, and Angus will have seen none of them.
Half.
Half.
No,
oh,
never
I'm
mind.
Sorry.
Yeah.
At least there's always more to see than for him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Always something
I'll
new.
Be like, I saw 6 episodes, Jay. Beat you all. You know, no biggie.
6 new episodes to me.
Yeah. No biggie.
Okay, let's say goodbye then.
All right.
Oh, no.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Peace out. Bye.
Bye. Adios.
Subscribe.
Bye. Sorry. Oh, yeah.
Subscribe.
Subscribe
that's
or
a good idea
don't
to do.
It's easy and it's free.
Wee.
Give 5-star ratings.
Yeah, give us nice ratings, too. Whoops.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
2 is a pretty good rating, guys.
Angus.
Explain Angus the joke.
What joke?
Yeah. See, he's already forgotten.
Angus's joke.
Which one? What?
Which one?
Yeah.
The one you made that you didn't understand.
Okay, what did I say again?
The extremities one.
Oh, like, us guys have all the worth to our extremities?
Yeah.
So then... I don't get it! Is it because we have something you don't?
Angus, okay, we're turning this off right
No, like now. No, I don't... No, seriously, I don't know. I don't get it.
Angus?
Alright, our lovely listeners, explain it to Angus, will you?
Yeah. Send him an email. Being
even
like
though
Vegas.
We said that he doesn't have
there's no contact info for him.
Oh, well, send me an email and I'll tell him.
Send lonelycast an email. lonelycast15@gmail.com. Send us an email explaining to Angus what he meant.
The facts of life.
I need help. They won't help me.
It's a family-friendly show.
PG-13.
Well, it's supposed to be a family-friendly show, at least.
Oh well.
Until Angus came.
It's not like 9-year-olds watch Lonely Girl 15 anymore.
Yeah.
And he didn't understand what he said. Now it.
Someone should add this Lonely Cast to the LGBTia.
Maybe. Mm.
Huh.
Come and edit.
Hint.
Come and edit.
Not it.
Hint.
Nose game. Everybody touch your nose.
I'm
you
already doing it.
You can't see my nose.
I always touch my nose. Well, the inside of it anyways.
Does ew, that... okay, goodbye.
Didn't need to know that.
Oh, I thought we were being really open here, so. Huh? Anyway. I thought I was accepted here. Just because I'm
here. I thought I was accepted. Oh my god. And then we also have Zagan. How do you pronounce your name?
Oh, he's gone.
He left. Left. Great. Okay.
Oh, I like barbecue chicken, by the way. Just to let you guys know.
You don't like sunsets and long walks on the beach?
Oh, no, I love those.
Oh.
I love long walks on the beach and sunsets. And virgin pina coladas.
Don't say that, okay?
Why not?
Because you always say that.
What's wrong with it?
It's so annoying when you hear it 10 times.
Okay, I'm back, guys.
Why do you
sorry.
Always have to be there when I say it?
Because you're always... I'm always there when you say it.
Stalker.
No!
I'm just kidding.
You guys are weird.
No, I was just wondering, like, they did have a call into the show button at the side of the screen. How many people were actually calling into you? The show. Jenny. Oh, no.
Can I answer that question for you?
No, you a can't, Angus.
A lot.
Yeah.
A bunch.
Bunches and bunches of people.
Actually, we're not at liberty to say.
Yeah, we can't say.
We'd have to kill you first.
No, you kill them after you tell them.
Right, that's what I meant.
Yes.
Maybe just telling them kills them.
Yeah.
I found your blogs on YouTube, and I was like, that's Katie. Wow. It was so weird to hear you, to see you talking.
And you need to put some vlogs or something on your page so that I can actually see you talking.
I don't think you want to. Just kidding.
What? Hey!
I didn't say anything.
Angus,
what?
You owe me a pop.
Hi. I'm poor.